two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, we've been sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
It's a celebration.
Let's celebrate. Come on now. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's a big celebration in the studio this evening. We're celebrating our 150th show.
150 shows. Can you believe it?
I almost can't.
I almost can't either. I can't believe
it. We've made it a long way. We started in December
2009. Yep.
I took a brief hiatus of 3 years.
Brief. And you want to call it brief.
I've got to give Fleur for carrying the torch while I went back to school. So big props to you.
My pleasure, my friend. Yeah. If it meant that you were higher educated than you were before, that's all I cared about.
It's all about getting educated. Any highlights for you over the last 5 years?
I was thinking about it. There have been some pretty amazing... I can't hear anything through my headphones. Oh, well, that's part of the amazingness of CITR, the technical difficulties that happen, and we just ride through it because we're that professional here. I think in the first year, the highlight has to be Xavier Rudd being interviewed, our first interview that we did, which we fumbled through, but I think it worked out okay. He actually sang in the studio literally half a meter away from us, and it was goosebumps.
Yeah, that was a highlight for me for sure too.
Yeah, it was amazing. Well, it was a highlight for us later on because we kept drinking and annoying our neighbors.
We celebrated that night too
by repeating the song he played because we videotaped.
Yeah, highlight for me probably be Free Flow.
Yeah,
in the studio as well, playing live.
Cool.
Yeah, five of them came in and played.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, great. They've been such great supporters of our show over the years. So that's pretty awesome. I think having Shad in the studio was amazing. He was great. Had a great little mixtape for us. And, you know, we've interviewed Michael Franti, Tegan and Sarah. Who else have we interviewed? Tred Kelly this year. And Architecture in Helsinki. So for a couple of volunteers.
The Deers?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that was a great interview.
That was probably my favorite interview of all time. So it was kind of... I wish he was here so we could have had a beer together because it kind of felt like it. He was in Montreal that day, but definitely one of my better interviews for sure.
Yeah, no, that was a good interview. Another highlight for me is just being in here every other Thursday with you.
I was going to say the same thing, buddy. A little cheesy right now, a little cheesy, but no, absolutely. I love sharing this with such a close friend of mine. So thanks for showing up every second Thursday.
Hey, any every other Thursday.
Exactly.
You got me.
Exactly.
So we kicked it off with a pretty fun song.
Oh yeah, we got to cheese the hell out of this show because it's 150. It's like is that a diamond jubilee? I don't even know what that is. Like,
I have no idea.
Any we've got two. Well, we've got our illustrious program manager in the studio right now. Just
shout out to Robin.
Shout out to Robin and all his hard work.
Yeah.
And another dude we don't know, but thanks anyway for setting up for the, what was that, 6 hours of?
Six hours of Access Day, live stream.
Amazing. Yeah. So once again, another example of how awesome CITR is just with their programming and the diversity of their show. So props, CITR.
Yeah. So we kick things off with some Kool and the Gang with Celebration because we're celebrating.
And if you've ever listened to this show, you know I likes me some funk.
Yeah. Fleur loves the funk. So a little info on them. They formed in 1964 as the Jazzy Axe, based in Jersey City, New Jersey.
13-year-old Robert Bell and his brother Ronald and five high school friends formed the band called the Jazzy Acts. They played an opening set every Sunday at a jazz night in a small theater and later changed their name to Cool and the Flames before settling on Cool and the Gang in 1969. They've sold over 70 million albums. Astounding.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? They really are a testament to just how good they are, because they have, you know, tried the test of time, whatever it is.
Yeah,
they've
stood the test of
time.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted. I was like, what's the verb? And, you know, Celebrate, it had us dancing in the studio right now, and everybody loves that song. Whenever that's played anywhere around the world, everyone gets up and dance. And that was released in 1980, so the start of sort of the movement away from funk and into synth and all that fun stuff. And that was their 12th studio album. It reached number one. We don't usually play hits, but I think something like that.
We're celebrating.
And it held the position for 2 weeks before ousted by Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, another fantastic song. And it's the band's only number one hit. So, yeah, it featured pretty heavily on the radio for an entire year.
For good reason.
Yeah.
It's grooving. In 2013, they released their first Christmas album, Cool for the Holidays. They were involved in the Grand Slam Charity Jam in March of this year. It was a benefit concert supporting Camp Hometown Heroes, which is a safe, fun, and unique week-long overnight summer camp for children and younger siblings of fallen U.S. service members who died either in combat, through accidents, suicide, unfortunately, happens, or friendly fire as well. So good
yeah,
for them,
I mean, and
for
that
supporting
was
a great cause.
Exactly, and that was this year, so it's not like they've sort of gone into the abyss of old 70s bands or 80s bands.
Cool and the Gang are still doing their thing.
Yeah, and this week we decided, if you've never listened to Are You Aware, Are You Aware profiles music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy, and we try and highlight either the song has a positive social justice message, or we really just like the song and we want to play it, and we highlight the philanthropic endeavors that those musicians have done, all in an effort to inspire you, the listener out there, to be involved in something that is through what we talk about here on the show, or through one of your favorite musicians, or something that really just speaks to you. But we decided we just want to celebrate our 150th show.
We've popped the champagne.
We have popped the mini champagne.
We're celebrating. Tonight is more about less talk,
more
rock. Yeah, or more Muzak. So we're sticking to that theme, and moving forward here, let's play more Muzak. How about it?
I said, bring on the
All
tunes.
Right. So we're going to play a Vancouver punk rock band that formed in 2006. They actually played a festival in 2013 called Ballstock, which raised awareness and funds to support the MS Trust, which is an organization that educates people about multiple sclerosis. That champagne's already getting to me.
We don't endorse drinking on air. It's just a celebrate. It's
this
just
is
a special.
Only.
We don't do this usually.
So without further ado, here is The Defectors with Sacrifice Yourself on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
I really need your sympathy. I need you to rescue. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakhuya, Talit Sim, who must we must stay.
Friday, May 29th, at the Imperial, The Bar Brothers. Montreal folk quartet The Bar Brothers tour in support of their latest release, Sleeping Operator. Doors at 8 p.m. Tickets available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records. This show is brought to you by MRG Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM.
Coming with his own designs, his own style, his own awakening. He told me, yes, he can forgive, but he can never forget it. Weapons always close to hand, for he has seen too much hatred. Only weapon that he chooses is love, universal call now for justice. And I keep on waving this flag.
Cover my head, cover my back.
I'm gonna keep on waving this flag.
Cover my head, cover my back now.
I'm gonna keep on waving this flag.
Cover your head, cover your back now.
My people keep on waving this flag.
Cover my head, cover my back now.
You know, I said praise to the mother and the Buddha, but try
coming with my own designs, feeling strong, feeling able, community is coming alive, loaded weapons on the table, and I keep on waving this flag, cover my head, cover my back now, our people keep on waving this flag, cover my head, cover my back now, our people keep on waving this flag.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we are half an hour into our 150th episode celebration.
Yeah, it's been good so far.
It has. We're like dancing in our chairs.
I'm feeling the vibe.
I'm feeling the vibe. It's a sunny day in May, like hot. It said it was 26 degrees, feels like 29. I love the Canadian weather channel. It makes me laugh all the time because it's always like one temperature, but it feels like it's hotter or it feels like it's colder. For me, coming from Australia, if you had that where it was like it's 35 but feels like living hell,
that's amazing,
right? It's 43 and it feels like death.
It kind of feels like 43 in the studio here.
It's friggin' hot in the studio.
We've got three fans at least blasting.
Yes.
It's, hey, the tunes are hot, though, too.
The tunes are hot. And we, you know what? We were just talking earlier in the show about our highlights from 150 shows. It's been nearly 6 years this December that we've been on the air. And Xavier Rudd was definitely one of our highlights. We were so pumped when we got his interview. He was our first interviewer. He came into the studio not wearing any shoes, which I loved. He's sort of taken on that Michael Franti no shoe policy, which I thought was very cool. Such a lovely guy. Chatted about some great stuff and then sang a beautiful song. I should have remembered this song before we went on there. But again, it was so powerful. And we didn't manage to podcast that show for some reason.
There was technical difficulties, so that one just got lost out there somewhere.
But we do,
which is absolutely okay, because you know the way we remember it is probably much different than the way it actually went.
It probably was terrible.
That was pretty early on in our days as far as radio DJs.
And we've become such refined radio hosts now.
So it was the most amazing interview. It was probably the best interview ever.
So profound. Yes. So thought-provoking.
Yeah.
And but we do have the video, so we should probably put that up on social media somewhere.
We'll put that up soon.
Yeah, let's do that soon.
Yeah. Keep an eye on Facebook.
Don't hold your breath. It might take a little while.
Xavier Rudd's still putting out some great, great tunes. That one was actually from his latest album. And those that don't know, he's an Australian singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist, a hugely talented fellow. And you want to say something?
Pointing at you. That's supposed to be our subtle cues that no one's supposed to know about. All I was going to say was that that song was a beautiful start to summer song.
It was, yeah.
Right?
I'm going to be playing that at home quite a bit. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
It has a great summer vibe to it.
That was my two cents that wasn't even worth
amazing talking. Observation. That's why we do the show together. His fan base is actually very strong in Australia, his home country, and also in Canada. He's played here and recorded albums here a number of times. Several of his songs incorporate socially conscious themes such as spirituality, humanity, environmentalism, and the rights of Aboriginal people. That's why we've played him quite a bit on the show.
Absolutely. And he's got a lot of great connections with the Aboriginal community and is a huge advocate for them in Australia. And we've talked about this before. They obviously experience a lot of prejudice and oppression in Australia still, unfortunately. He's actually had both Australian and Canadian Aboriginal vocals in some of his songs to highlight highlight the Indigenous people of both countries. I feel like he should be a surrogate Canadian. He's done so much work here.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure they could just fast-track that citizenship in a second.
Well, you know what that process
is
like.
Yeah, let's not go there. It's supposed to be a celebration. Nana is the eighth studio album recorded by Rudd, and he was actually backed by the United Nations, a band featuring a diverse group of musicians from Australia, South Africa, Samoa, Germany, Ireland, and Papua New Guinea. A pretty cool mix of people to produce a pretty cool sound.
Yeah. I'm going to check out more of that album. I gave it a little bit of a listen. It sounds great. That song's going to be going on my summer playlist. And maybe a couple others will get added as well.
Well, we were talking about putting some themed shows together over the next few weeks, including a salute to summer. I did a salute to summer a couple of years ago, so I think it's due back because we're getting such beautiful weather. We've got to really just, you know, placate the summer gods so they keep this beautiful weather going by putting a show together.
It was summer like 2 weeks ago to me. I flipped the switch. It's summer. Before that, we had Modest Mouse with Lampshades on Fire from their latest album called Strangers to Ourselves. They're an American indie rock band formed in 93 in Washington State. Strangers to Ourselves is their sixth album and was released in March. And they're touring this summer, but no Vancouver dates as of yet. So I looked at their tours. It looks like they're going to be in Europe quite a bit, playing some festivals, but nothing in Vancouver yet. So hopefully something will get added.
Can you hear the fan in your earphones? Okay, just checking.
Hey, it's summer.
It's that wind through your hair kind of
style. It's the sound of summer.
The band participated in a compilation album for a charity, contributing a previously unreleased track. The compilation was called Live from Nowhere Near You, and all profits from the release were donated to Outside In, which is a non-profit organization in Portland focused on providing aid and counseling to homeless youth.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Definitely. Before that, I love this band. So we had the Lemon Bucket Orchestra playing. I'm not going to be able to pronounce the name of the song. I'm going to say it's Prashanka from their latest album called Morka, which came out in early 2015. And they're a 16-piece band. And you know what I call bands like that? A gang. That's a gang. So
that's a movement, basically.
That is a movement. They're a Canadian band from Toronto, formed in 2010. They call themselves a Balkan Klezmer Gypsy Party Punk Super Band, and that is a great description. Their second full-length album, Morka, was just released. They played the Vancouver Folk Music Festival last year, and I had the opportunity to check out one of their workshops, and it was a treat.
Are you going to the Folk Festival this year?
I wouldn't miss it.
Of course you wouldn't.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't
stuff,
miss it.
Yeah.
Are you going?
I have to see about my finances. If Vancouver Folk Festival music is listening, you can always send us some tickets. We wouldn't say no.
Press passes?
Anything?
Yeah.
We're open to anything.
Dangling that out there. Why don't you introduce the next song?
Sure,
These are buddies of yours. So.
They are kind of buddies of mine. I haven't spoken to them in a while, but they're doing some pretty amazing stuff. Grand Analog, we're going to highlight them. They're a great Canadian hip-hop band. They actually did a show for me a couple of years ago when I was helping out with Oxfam for Music for Change. And so they actually they played for one of our shows for free, which was awesome, on October 17th, which is World Eradication of Poverty Day. The song that we're playing features Shad, another great hip-hop artist, and who's obviously the new voice of Q, which is pretty cool.
And he's been on the show.
Just to promote ourselves a little bit more, because 150th show, you have to promote. Self-promotion is key. What are we talking about? Super nice guy, Shad, and this song's great. It's Electric City from their album of a couple of years ago, 2009, Metropolis is Burning. They are doing great stuff. They're being invited to South by Southwest a lot. I know that they went this year and then last year as well, and they're getting a lot of press, which is way overdue because they've been around for quite some time. Grand Analog actually won 2 Western Canadian Music Awards for Best Rap Hip Hop Recording in 2009 for Touch Your Toes EP and 2010 for Metropolis is Burning. The band's third album, Modern Thunder, was released in 2013. They're probably due for a new album, hopefully soon. But right now we are going to be listening to Electric City, a fantastic song from the album Metropolis is Burning. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. yo, no need to freak out, unless you're freaked out. I bring the passion back in one freestyle. This ain't no accident, just a brainchild of another movement, whole other lifestyle. They say the future just ain't congruent. Crews are controlled by torrents, cyberspace usage. I remain cool, hard knocks, who kid? GA bass to blow your PC speakers. Can't hear nothing but the music I'm slipping. I was a record shop nerd on a mission. Curveball pitching, lonely condition. Catch the phrase and what you heard, I heard.
Music make the world go round, world go round.
Guitar like Santana, plant the snare, I sidestep the glare of the cameras, the glamour I crept by in the manner of a samurai. Slot young cancer sign, they say the man can rhyme so dope. Chads, no pads should be canonized. Microphone magnetized over self-analyzed. Clean bars like soap flows, hand sanitized. Some romanticized rap, don't fantasize. You can't predict the future, it's randomized. Actions speak louder than words, we're pantomimes. Thank God music can say what words can't describe.
Music make the world go round.
Zapatistas, to all the M-U-S-I-C lovers, yes, I see y'all feel good when it hits ya. To my favela fellas, my Obama mamas, oh my God, I bust a rhyme anytime I bring the funk like fella, get raw like a Rwanda analog, make it hot this summer. Take a breath, jump back, pause like a karma, make a pact with my people, let's get together so you two can rattle and hum like snake charmers, pump the brake on the drama, say pizza, Dalai Lama, and I'm out.
Music make the world go round, world go round, world go round. Music make the world go round, we ain't going nowhere. Music make the world go round, world go round, world go round. Music make the world go round, we ain't going nowhere.
You plot up into the electric city, your song now crystal and the blues. Don't say baby, your thighs do. I want us to arrive to
together. I love it when the weather is wet and sticky. Some depict me as being conscious. Yeah, I'd use my head. It was you that fed my appetite for seduction. Biting and cussing, making love and touching when no one has ever touched before. The heat got you open like an oven door because of your innocence. Even more, you'll remember this hardcore gentleness. Before you wasn't into this, on the ride, your freak became limitless. Holding on to the night and me tight as we write on the walls, a story called Go. Like you believe it, able to give and receive it with openness, emotions just spill. I'm giving you something that you can feel. It's hard to stay still, rubbing your desires up against mine. I feel you shaking, I'm thinking that it's time. My fingers on the hook of your neck, deep in your eyes is a look of respect. Soft and wet brown sugar mixed with cinnamon. Said you learning to trust men again. But this is love, made unselfish, made for you to feel empowered at the same time helpless. You dealt with a lot in your screams and moans. There's something about your warmth that I've seen, I'm home. But we don't have to think no more. It's synchronicity and raw, and this is what I came here for.
This is Jack Levine from Austin, Texas. You're listening to Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Don't feel like, 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 don't feel like
your game is difficult to roll a double. The struggle ain't right up in your face. It's more subtle, but it's still coming across like the prison tunnel vision. I try to school these bucks, but they don't wanna listen. That's the reason the system making this paper from the prison. And that's the reason we live in where they don't wanna visit. Where the dope slaying keeps swaying like Sonny Liston. The money missing in his mouth. Feed, get the brain kicking, think another thousand things. Remember back in the days when the kitchen had eggs and pancakes, chicken and greens and Kool-Aid. When the refrigerator naked and the cupboard is bare, people got the strip naked, stick them up in the air. Wasn't lies when they told you wasn't nothing to fear. Something don't feel right out here. Now I'm saying straight out. My main adversary in the silly concoction. Freeze your face like Bocillium toxin. If you ain't trying to get popped, then give me an option. Helicopter shopping from Philly to Compton. The Jones is the richest since the Smiths and the Johnsons. If you ain't saying nothing, you the system's accomplice. It's a play with your conscience, do away with the nonsense. I'm overseeing anything within my circumference. This ain't a press junk and I ain't seeking responses. I stand where the people got the heat in their pocket. The mesmerized by the calm nonchalantness. Been a dark rebel, some John Hitchcock shit. If you ain't speaking your life, your rhymes adopted. If it don't feel right, just stop it. John Sam. Natural disaster got the planet in the planet. New York got to make that living. Sex, drugs, murder, politics, and religion forms of hustling. Watch who you put all your trust in. Worldwide, we coincide with who's suffering. Who never has shit and ain't got nothing. But most struggling, it make you wanna run up in the motherfucking. But pop's on for a piece of the cake back. I can't work for it, I can certainly take that. I'm fired up, thinking about the payback ASAP. You fuck around and be an enemy of the state, black. Ill, but that'll be too real for TV. It's crazy when you too real to be free. If you don't got no paper, then steal the CD. Listen, man, I let you know how I feel to be me and don't feel.
Be sure to come check us out May 22nd for the Crimes and Treasons 12-year anniversary and CITR 101.9 FM fundraiser.
We're going to be having a live taping of Crimes and Treasons that'll be broadcasted live on 101.9 FM. We're going to have freestyles from Young Brazed, Rebel Radio 1, Dream Dior.
And also we're going to have some special DJ sets throughout the night. We have Cash of Money, we have Homeboy Jules, Relly Rels, Owa Boa, Wataru, and many more.
We'll also be doing a photography show called Shots Fired. Shots of crazy scenes all around the world.
Be sure to come check us out. Tickets are only $10 and they will go to support CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Check us out at 8 p.m. at Fortune Sound Club on May 22nd.
That's 147 East Pender Street in Vancouver, B.C. Be there.
Grass is greener everywhere you look. So many girls out there, I could write a book. That one
possesses Lena. And this one's like Serena, but I think your silhouette is meaner. And even though you got small breasts, well, to me they look the best. I confess, I wanna go home and get you undressed. You see, your problems of self-esteem could be self-fulfilling prophecies, so probably your best policy is to talk to me. Stop looking over your shoulder, 'cause if it was up to me, I know you heard this 100 times. To me what matters is what's inside. And a little backside too. Is that bad, is that taboo? Can I get a bird's eye view? You see, your bronze of self-esteem could be self-fulfilling prophecy, so arguably your best policy should be talking to me, or talking to me. Stop looking over your shoulder, 'cause if it was up to me, yourself in an evening gown, and I'll roll around, rip it off, break you off. JetBlue Airways taking off, couple of days where the sand is soft. Oh, aren't you glad you took the weekend off? 'Cause it's those little imperfections that make beauty in my eyes. I wanna be in the intersection of your thighs, and you worry about your size. It's nonsense, it's not a contest. And besides, if it was a contest, you'd win it. I wanna take a bath with you in it. Sex you with it, I did it, I might. I'll do it with you if you wanna try. I've seen you crack and a smile. Guess I have to stay for a while. Stop looking over your shoulder, 'cause if it was up to me, I would make you feel right.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Happy 150 to us.
Happy 150 to us. We've only got half an hour left of the celebration.
Yeah, and we've got lots of tracks to play. So we're going to...
streamline this crap.
Streamline it. We're going to really just announce the songs and play the music.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
So that was Chromeo. That was my choice with Over Your Shoulder from their album of last year, if I remember correctly. That was their fourth album, White Woman.
And funky before that, we had The Roots with It Don't Feel Right from Game Theory. Fleur was dancing in the studio to that one. And we're going to check them out.
Thanks for embarrassing me.
We're going to check them out at the Vancouver Jazz Festival.
Yeah, we
so
do.
They
we have
are here. June
30th, yes.
June 30th.
And we have row 6. Yeah, we
good
do.
Good seats. Good seats. And then before that, we had J Dilla with So Far to Go from his album called Shining, which was actually released after his death. He had finished it about 75% of the way, and then it was finished off for him and released after his death. So,
absolutely.
Great track.
Great track. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if anyone sees us at the Roots Show, come and say hi. If you know, I mean, we've posted enough photos tonight just so people can see what we're doing and what we're getting up to celebrate 150.
We've got mugs for radio, but, you know, we still get on social media and post photos every once in a while.
Exactly.
Yeah. Up next, we've got a Canadian folk quartet from Montreal, Quebec. The Barr Brothers, they're known as. They're actually playing the Imperial on May 29th. And it's going to be a great show. I saw them at the Fox Theater earlier this year. And the show's $15. How can you say no?
That's a steal.
That is a steal. So here's the Barr Brothers with Deacon's Son on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Yes. says that I look taller, but I can't get my head around it. I keep feeling smaller and smaller. I need my girl. Lost your shit and drove the car into the garden. You got out and said I'm sorry to the vines and no one saw. About in front of family, I try to call you from the party. It's full of punks and cannonballers. I need my girl. I need my girl. I'm under the gun again. But I can't feel
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, the 150th episode of Are You Aware? And we thought we'd take it all the way back to the dawn of grunge. Not that anyone wants to say that word.
No, although grunge is back in style, partially.
Dude.
Plaids.
Plaids, crocheted frickin' tops, Doc Martens.
All the good stuff.
It makes me sick. Because I know I wore the crushed velvet dress and the sun medallion. I was rocking that shit back in 93.
Would have loved to see that.
No, you wouldn't have wanted to see that. Hunger Strike, that was Temple of the Dog from their only album, Temple of the Dog. They were the supergroup prior to supergroups being cool and hip, I guess. It was the only studio album, and it was released in 1991. Basically, the birth of that era. How can you describe grunge and not say grunge? Because I know like artists like Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and all those guys don't like...
It's really just alternative rock, isn't it?
I guess alternative rock. Okay. The album is a tribute to Andrew Wood, who was the former lead singer of Mother Love Bone, another great band, and Malfunction, who died in 1990 of a heroin overdose. Conceived by vocalist Chris Cornell, I'm sure you could recognize his vocals along with Eddie Vedder, and it also had Stone Gossard and Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam.
Yeah, and they played that song at Neil Young's Bridge School Benefit, which is an annual charity concert held in Mountain View, California, every October at the Shoreline Amphitheater. And the concert lasts the entire weekend and is, like I said, organized by Neil Young and his wife as well, Peggy Young. And proceeds benefit the Bridge School, which assists children with severe physical impairments and complex communication needs. One of the thrusts of the program is the use of advanced augmentative and alternative communication and assistive technology.
And that's been going on for quite some time, so
yeah,
props to Neil Young for putting that together.
Yeah, and before that, we had The National with I Need My Girl from their album Trouble Will Find Me. And like we said before, we had the Barr Brothers to start off that three-pack, and they'll be playing Vancouver on Friday, May 29th, so go check that out at the Imperial. And what do we have next?
Well, we have 20 minutes and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs, so I don't think we're going to get through all of it, so we're going to have to be selective. But I love this next musician. She's great. She's Australian, so I'm kind of biased already. She is from Melbourne, a great city. If you ever get a chance to go down to Australia, definitely check out Melbourne. And she's known for her witty, rambling lyrics and deadpan singing style. I think she's fantastic. She's got some great lyrics, and she started her own label, Milk Records. So gotta love that self-released, self-independent musician. This is Courtney Barnett with her song History Eraser from How to Carve a Carrot into a Rose. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I got drunk and fell asleep atop the sheets, but luckily I left the heater on. Lemon.
till the moon becomes the sun, and in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Triffid song.
Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Basia Boulat. What a wonderful voice she has.
She's fantastic, a Canadian folk singer-songwriter, and she's also known for performing with an auto harp and just a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Yeah, from London, Ontario. She'll be playing Vancouver Folk Music Festival this year.
I know. I'm quite excited
about
it. I'll
be at the front of the stage.
I bet you will. And that song was Tall, Tall Shadow from the album of the same name. We have literally 4 minutes, and we have a five-minute song for you. We're going to say goodbye with B.B. King and Eric Clapton. Unfortunately, B.B. King left us last week, and I thought it was a pretty appropriate that we end the 150th show with a song called Help the Poor, which was a compilation by B.B. King and Eric Clapton a few years ago, released in 15 years ago, actually, 2000.
Yeah. I just got to say thanks for celebrating 150 with us.
Thanks for celebrating, absolutely. And thanks for staying with us for 150 shows as well. We really appreciate it. We got the social media, so just Google RUA Radio and I'm sure it'll all come up. And as always, be good to one another.
That's the way we do it. All right. Have a great Thursday night.
You help me on. I can. to a heart, and how it closes just as soon as you start to be afraid. But you love that little wild one, run around and have too much fun, oh yeah. Valerie told me that she just isn't ready for love, but maybe she's not ready. Drowning in her collages and papers, she's half a page in the New York Times.